This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Well, this is going to be an astounding live teleprompter free Sunday, September 6th. 2020 transmission. I'm your host, Alex Jones. We are 57 days out from the election. If you're a TV viewer, you can see this. If you're a radio listener, I have a 3-inch tall stack here of the bottom falling out of the COVID-19 hoax. I have the World Bank saying COVID-19 has been around since at least 2018 and all the funding listing with Fauci and Gates and the Wuhan lab. Now, we already knew that, but this is incredible to have them admitting it. AP reports UN says new polio outbreak in Sudan caused by oral vaccine. Number one cause of polio death is the vaccine. That's AP. Now, we've known this forever, but this is incredible. It is all coming up, bombshell after bombshell after bombshell. And now Facebook, Twitter, Google, all of them are blocking the World Bank links. And they're also linking Nature and New Scientist links. They are running scared. They have committed crimes that are incredible, hiding in plain view and trying to use them against us. I am just stunned right now. Okay. We're going to cover that second hour with a great researcher and great reporter from National File, Patrick Howley, at Patrick National File. That is coming up. But I will, front and center when we come back, cover this stack just to go through the basics because this is too big. And then we'll dig into it next hour. Then, after the second segment, I'm going to hit the third segment. The most surreal information. We've got CNN and others saying it's fiery but mostly peaceful 2.0. We have them saying that throwing Molotov cocktails at police is a form of protest. And we have the media saying that if someone's trying to stab a police officer, they can't defend themselves. This is beginning beyond absurdist. And then a bunch of armed, crazy black supremacists marching on the Kentucky Derby. We've got all of that footage. And we've got Black Lives Matter, this time not 90% white, about half black. So it is actually a black racist mob going into a restaurant, overturning tables, throwing chairs at people, busting out the windows, and screaming, get out of here. And then just like Mars Attacks, like I always make that joke, saying, don't run. We are your friends. Nobody did anything to you. You don't need to run. You don't need to cry. Like when they shot the poor guy in the chest last week and he died. Black Lives Matter got over him and said, you're all right. You're doing all right. Get up. Oh, by the way, the scumbag that killed that poor gentleman out in Portland, turns out they have the photos and video of him stalking him. He was peaceful. He was not hurting a person of color, as Michael Reinhold lied and said. And he also said he was in the military. Of course, he's a liar. Looks like a meth head devil worshiper pedophile to me. A glow in the dark. I always describe him as ghouls, because they don't just have white skin. I'm telling you, these people, when you get up close to them, have like green skin. You can see through it. It's very translucent. And even black people that go into this demonic craze, they kind of get like brownish green skin. Go have an anti-abortion rally, and they'll always show up, no matter what city you're in. And they'll have pentagrams on them, and they'll tell you they love Satan. It's always the same thing, over and over and over again. You know, every time I get in the studio, it's so dry with the air conditioners or whatever, it makes me cough. And when I forget to take my lung cleanse, it gets scratchy, and I've got to go get my lung cleanse. Ah, thank you, lung cleanse. So when we come back, oh, and the top story. I forgot the top story. It's the name of the live feed. Kamala Harris has come out and said, we will contest the election no matter what if we lose. They are not going to take no for an answer, and they're going to have secession. I mean, I know you already know that, but now it's beyond official. They put a blue ribbon on it. It's guaranteed.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool.
Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now, I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
We now take you live. Well, ladies and gentlemen, here we are. Thank you for joining us on this live Sunday, September 6th global transmission. I am your host, Alex Jones. The quickening is here. The quickening of the quickening, 57 days out. Owen Schroyer is hosting a new show called Sunday Live. Only has 6 minutes of breaks an hour. 4 minutes at the bottom, 2 minutes at the end of the hour. For our local TV and radio stations want to pick it up, Owen is knocking it out of the park. So you get your local breaks, but we don't take any breaks. That is 6 to 8 Central. Saturday Live has also been launched. That is 2 to 4 p.m. that I come in. We also do 6 minutes of breaks. And you have this classic Sunday show I've been doing for 16 years. You've got the weekday show that I do from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Central and the other great InfoWars Network shows. You can find all the links in our affiliate page for the TV and radio satellites for stations in your area. If you don't have a station, you want to call those TV and radio stations and ask them to pick up the transmission. Okay, again, I'm your host, Alex Jones. Thank you so much for joining us here today. Where should we start? Where should we begin? Well, next segment, I'm going to hit the main story that deals with the headline, that is the headline that I know they're printing for me right now, of the show. Every day at InfoWars.com, we do a show. We post an article that deals with the top story. And here it is, Sunday Live. Dems vow not to accept election results if they lose. We're going to play that clip for you next segment. Now, remember, I've been telling you that for 14 months because it was floating around in their academic circles. But what are they going to do when they contest it, and what's going to happen? I'll tell you what's going to happen, depending on what we do. Coming up next segment. But this is like barreling towards an unstoppable force that hits the immovable object. This is going to be spectacular, and they've already told us what they're going to do in the academic papers. Now, they haven't told you in the mainstream yet, but they're starting to. Secession, plunging the stock market, more economic terrorism, more stuff like COVID-19. That's coming up. And then after that segment, whether it's Dallas or whether it's Portland or whether it is the Kentucky Derby in Louisville or whether it is Rochester, New York or whether it is Chicago, racial attacks on white people, just vicious murder attacks, shootings, stabbings, just bricks upside the head, women being stabbed in the throat, all because they're white and the media saying it is a wonderful good thing. The Democratic Party, we know, is the party of racial attacks and of the KKK, and they've just flipped it around now onto white people. It's really a nightmarish situation, and we've got video of them throwing Molotov cocktails at police and then getting themselves caught on fire. We've got so much more. It is all coming up at 33 after. Incredible footage of hundreds of armed black supremacists marching on the Kentucky Derby, threatening people. This is all being funded by the globalists to try to trigger a race war to distract us from the multinational banks and the Chi-Coms that are trying to destroy the dollar and sink the country for all of us. They're trying to sink the ship. This is absolute folly. This is absolute madness. That is all coming up. But let me just run through this stack for you now, because this is something we can really do something about. And then we're going to have a special guest, investigative journalist, that's been reporting on this, joining us in the next hour. The story's on Infowars.com. It's very, very important. Here's the Associated Press. UN says new polio outbreak in Sudan caused by oral vaccine. That is a big deal to have them admit what we know. My grandmother got polio from the vaccine. How do we know? The doctor told her in the 1950s. She was in a wheelchair for the rest of her life in incredible pain. Died at 92. Reuters. Coronavirus traces found in March of 2019 sewage sample, Spanish study shows. It's been out for years, folks. But see, it is an artificial virus. Bill Gates had it created. Here's the big one. World Bank records, COVID-19 test kits exported in 2018. You guessed it. For the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation funded groups doing COVID testing on the public and testing what they were going to launch in the future. And here's all the World Bank documents and World Integrated Trade Solution page detailing all of that with the COVID-19 virus produced by Fauci and Bill Gates in Wuhan because it was illegal to produce in the United States. Don't just believe me. Let me show you mainstream news. This is Newsweek. Dr. Fauci backed controversial Wuhan lab with U.S. dollars for risky coronavirus research with an exact virus that looks just like COVID-19. This is 5 years before that. The scientists, lab-made coronavirus triggers debate. SARS-like coronavirus with a SARS-COVID mix, which is exactly what we have now with gain of function. New scientists. Here's another one. Engineered bat virus stirs debate over risky research. Have the Journal of Nature, and it gets into who was producing it and who was funding it, you bet. Bill Gates and Fauci running illegal research in the Wuhan lab. Here it is from the NIH website. COVID-19 is an emerging, rapidly evolving situation. New coronavirus emerges from bats in China, devastates young swine. 2 years ago, they fed it then at Wuhan to other piglets. Piglets that died were then ground up, and they would extract the virus from them. Who ran the operation? Dr. Fauci. Continuing here, this, we've only got through an inch of the stack. There's at least 2 inches left here. How China's bat woman hunted down viruses for SARS to the new coronavirus. That was in June of 2020, but what they don't tell you here is it was all under Fauci and Bill Gates. Here's another one. Difference in receptor uses between severe acute respiratory syndrome SARS and SARS-like coronavirus of bat origin before they called it COVID-19 several decade plus ago, 13 years ago, 2007. They found it had a better gain of function, which they then souped up even more, giving it the HIV receptor site delivery system. That's mainstream news. Oh, look. This is Patrick Howley. He's a reporter joining us next hour. Busted. NIH owns financial stake in Gates-funded coronavirus vaccine. So does Bill Gates and Anthony Fauci. Bill Gates confronted on CBS News about widespread vaccine side effects, where they admit 20% go to the hospital, 80% get very ill. Then we've got the European patent specification for humans and animals for the exact virus sequence coding of the original COVID-19 by subsidiaries of Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. Oh, again, TV viewers should see all of this for yourself. COVID-19 tracking bracelets and invisible tattoos to monitor Americans. That's Bill Gates and Mark proposing it. Now it's official. They're pushing it. And more documents all about the patents he's got on COVID-19-style viruses. He loves you so, so much. Bill Gates funds quarantine research on how to lock you up going back over 20 years. Bill Gates says Indian pharma industry soon will be able to produce it. Bill Gates, Reuters reports, bought up the entire vaccine control system worldwide. Then I've got all these articles. Here's the UN website about circulating vaccine-derived polio type in Sudan, giving all those Africans polio, killing them and sterilizing them. That's what I showed you earlier. Ethiopia destroyed by the Bill Gates vaccine. That's the UN website. I don't even hide it. Pakistan destroyed by it. Just on and on and on. And there's other UN says new polio outbreaks in Sudan caused by oral vaccine funded by Bill Gates. And then we get into all the latest fake news they're putting out. Woman who died 6 months ago suddenly tests positive for COVID-19. They're just scraping names of people that are dead they know won't complain and saying they had COVID to jack up numbers. Fox News, Judge Jeanine confirms what we in the Gateway Pundit reported weeks ago, that 90%+ of COVID-19 tests are false positives and fake. But does it matter? They want you to wear the mask as a sign of enslavement. It's all a giant Milgram experiment or a Stanford prison experiment. We'll tell you about that in the second hour, because this isn't just going to blow over. This is their takeover, and they're coming with the forced inoculations very, very soon. Kamala Harris says, though, she wouldn't trust a vaccine from Trump. So is Trump with the vaccines? I'll tell you what's really going on second hour. But coming up next, we'll tell you about their plan to contest the election and trigger civil war.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Attention radio listeners, if you're concerned about the coming chaos after the November elections, this will be an extremely important message. Here's why. No matter what the outcome in November, catastrophic social upheaval is a very real possibility. Here's why this is important. Listen, we all know that silver and gold have been historic hedges against the uncertain waves of social chaos and unstable currencies. But did you know that there's been times in the past, during times of extreme hardship, when Americans put another store of value above even silver and gold? It's true, open pollinated seeds have been and could very well be the ultimate store of value in the coming hard times ahead. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com to get heirloom seeds below wholesale. Visit SurvivalSeedBank.com this week and get hundreds of dollars in free bonuses. Beat the coming chaos, beat rising food prices, but above all, don't wait. Beat the crowds by claiming your own Survival Seed Bank today.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Amazon customer, 5 out of 5 stars. I'm quite happy about it. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs, and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. Dr. Sam Surreal. Good product and ingredients. Kept my blood pressure normal after mild heart attack in 2015. Switched to plant-based diet also to reverse atherosclerosis. John Bispico's, 5 out of 5 stars. Built up my immune system. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase Nano Colloidal Silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Covering. Believe me, I can't believe they're out in the open setting up world government, funding race riots, admitting that millions of people have been given polio and many of them killed with the vaccine. I mean, I've known that forever, but they've covered it up. Now they're not even hiding it. Stuff's getting crazy. Now let's talk about Kamala Harris. Joe Biden can't talk. His dementia is so clear now. When he sees his wife here in a speech, he goes, "Ah, there's my wife. Her name, she's my wife. I mean, this is later onset. I'd say on a scale of 1 to 100, 1's the beginning of realizing you're starting to have Alzheimer's, to 100 being your total vegetable in a coma. I mean, Biden's about a 65, a 70, and once you go past that, I've had family it happens to. It's very sad. I mean, in like a month, they're like an 80. And then they're a 90, and then it kind of goes back to an 80, and then they're in a coma for a week, and then they're kind of back to knowing who you are. And it's very, very sad. But, I mean, this is who they're putting forward because he's a puppet. This is really frightening. So Kamala Harris came out and she said, oh, because we know the Russians are manipulating. I mean, even Nancy Pelosi said 2 weeks ago, oh, China is rooting for Biden. And China is openly owns most of Hollywood, is allowed to run all its propaganda on Google, Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, Attack America. All the patriots are censored. The president's censored on Twitter and everywhere else. Facebook say they won't even take political ads starting in a few weeks from the Republicans. But they're going to say again after it was all debunked that, oh, we're going to contest it because the Russians. She says no matter what, if they lose, they're going to contest. Now, I told you that 14 months ago because they first used these CIA operatives that they got into Congress and others to circulate at the CFR that we need to trigger COG. We need to contest no matter what. We need to have the states secede and put Biden in. And even if Trump won't leave and the Pentagon sides with him, we'll have the blue cities and blue states. And we will have our own inauguration. And then 5 weeks ago, Pelosi comes out and says word for word, the military is going to remove him. We're going to fumigate him. But even if he doesn't leave, we'll have our own inauguration. The presidency is not about a geography. He may just stay in the White House. And now every major Democrat has said it. The Clintons every day. We're going to contest no matter what. Oh, the red mirage. He'll win big, but we'll just keep having these 80 million mail-in ballots that blue states and blue cities printed up that aren't even under federal or state law. They've just got them, and they're going to just sabotage it and confuse and then have people riot and burn everything. And you notice it's escalated now to highway checkpoints by BLM and Antifa shooting people and Molotov cocktails and armed groups going to the Kentucky Derby and groups of black supremacists with their white cohorts going into Rochester and overturning tables of people eating dinner and screaming at them. And it's just upping the ante, upping the ante, upping the ante, and then demonizing any police response back to it. And you notice, you shoot people, kill people, you don't get in trouble. But if you defend yourself, you get murder one thrown at you. So that's the plan. They even war gamed in the article how the media could get the election wrong. again. And in there they say, oh, Podesta, again, 5 weeks ago, was wargaming with Hillary and with Kamala Harris and with Joe Biden, how they're going to contest and then have the country secede and then hold the stock market hostage. I mean, that's like Lex Luthor-level Dr. Evil stuff, but it's really going on, and the Justice Department may have some good people in it, but it's still run by the deep state. They're going to sit there with their thumbs in their rears while the super criminals just carry this out in America. Now, there's the headline. A bipartisan group secretly gathered to game out a contested Trump-Biden election. It wasn't pretty. And I've got new articles out today that are on Infowars.com and Newswars.com where they're bragging in the news how they're going to plunge the country into total civil war and kill the dollar. By the way, that headline I just read to you and they're printing it off for me, that's the Boston Globe. How they're going to plunge the country into civil war and secession of the states. They're now externalizing the entire thing. So what do you do about it? I mean, I keep telling you, why have they suppressed and censored the president and InfoWars and anybody that tells the truth? Because if people learn this, they're going to be against it. They're in Democrat publications and their own operations getting their people ready, while when we cover, they go, oh, that's just crazy conspiracy theories, because they don't want us to develop a plan to say no to this that needs to happen. And that we need to have a debate about, because this is the end of the country as we know it. Because these aren't just another party. This isn't the Democrats that caused the last Civil War, you know, 150, 160 years ago. This is Democrats that work for China and the globalists that say the country shouldn't exist. I've got them in New York, in Portland, everywhere, chanting death to America and death to white people. Here's another article. Bipartisan Washington insiders reveal their plan for chaos if Trump wins the election. Their plan for chaos. So let's hear a little bit of Kamala talking about this today. Here it is.
About Russia. Yeah. The Department of Homeland Security bulletin said that Russia is trying to amplify...
Just hit pause. I'm going to go to break, come back with this. Back it up to the first second, though. If you're a TV viewer, you can see this. They're like 30 feet apart, this kabuki theater, that, oh, you're a dirty human, I can't get near you, COVID's so bad, when they now admit 94% of people they say died of it didn't, so 9,000-something people died from it, and then it turns out that's almost all a fraud. Meanwhile, millions have gotten tuberculosis and died from it last year, 1.4 million. That's a real pandemic. But that's open borders. They don't care. When kids come in from Latin America that have it, they don't give them treatment, and they don't give your kids treatment. They just spread it. Oh, but if you're not wearing a mask, you're not a hero. It's about living in the sick cult of these monsters. 1.4 million died in 2019 of TB in the U.S. Look it up. 1.4 mil. They say 180,000 Americans have died of COVID-19, and the CDC releases and goes, okay, we just put it on the death certificate because they got money for that. It was 9,400 and something, 94% different number. And I'm reading the AP that's a whitewash about the polio, but admits it's the main spreader of polio is the vaccine. It's a live vaccine. Hell, that's just a live virus vaccine. That's bad enough. Bill Gates has got three new vaccines that are DNA vaccines, not even tested on animals, that go in and change your cell at the nuclei level. Wow. All right, we're gonna come back and hit this on the other side. I'm Alex Jones. We'll get into all the rioting and the rest of it. But let me tell you, everybody's been sitting on the fence. You're not going to be on the fence much longer. Fence is going down. Going to come down to fight over how many people are awake and how many aren't. They're going to contest the election. They're going to say Trump lost. They're super pissed that I'm on air.
I want them shut down. I want them silenced. I want them muted. I think they are horrible for our society.
You kept us on air. We did the analysis first. It's now gone mainstream. We continue to be the epicenter. And what they said directly to us is you continue to be the epicenter of our plans not going the way we want. And you need to stop right now. And they're very, very serious. Well, I'm not signing on with a bunch of devil worshiping child molesters. It's not going to happen. So they are moving now to destroy me. I used to say support InfoWars, rescue InfoWars, save yourself, save the world. We're in this together. Because let me tell you something. Communism's up here. InfoWars is the dam blocking it, which is all of us together supporting. And you and I are all down here with our families. My children are right here. But I need money to fight a war. And I need word of mouth. And I need prayer. And I need action. Because that dam's going to come down. Trump's told you, hell's coming.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Shot at. He's had his ribs broken, his lungs punctured. He's had people scream, "We're going to kill you," and attack police officers that can barely protect him. He's had countless death threats. He's a soldier in the fight for the Republic. J. Aaron Danielson, who was murdered last week in Portland, Oregon, have now released the footage and photos of the demon, Michael Reinl, chasing him, following him, stalking him. said he killed him because he was going to attack a black person. There were no black people around. That lion, Michael Rhino, also said he was a veteran, never in the military. Well, they had a memorial service for Jay. And at it, when the guy was in the parking lot, militant leftists ran over the Trump supporter who's in a coma with brain bleeds right now. This is unbelievable. We've got to get Enrique Tarrio on to talk about what happened to this man. Remember, the Proud Boys is hospitalized with severe injuries for being hit by a car, protecting a memorial for Aaron J. Danielson, the President Donald Trump supporter who was murdered by Antifa in Portland. And it goes into what happened to this man. So there you go. Who's running people over with cars, folks? It's them. And now Kamala Harris has come out. And the New York Times has come out. The Boston Globe has come out and said, we're going to contest. We know we're going to lose. They tried to bring America down, tried to bankrupt it, tried to kill the dollar. They still may be able to. They know they're getting the blame. Americans have a memory suddenly. It wasn't that we didn't have a memory. We were lazy, not paying attention. We were asleep. We were distracted. Hell, I know I was. I mean, I've been fighting hard. I'm a lot more focused now. And I know we're down to the wire. And I just see all the horrible things these people have done and how evil they are. We can't let them get control of this country or the world. We have to push back. And we are taking the planet back from the globalists. That's why they're launching all these attacks. But let's go back to Kamala Harris on TV. Social distancing 20 foot from a woman. All of this the theater, like you're idiots, like you're monkey see, monkey do. And here's this criminal globalist, this lying fraud that said Joe Biden's a racist, not fit to be president. Now he's the best guy since sliced bread because he's going to step down. She's going to move into the position and somebody with her. You probably guess who that is. Pelosi has said she will have the position. And in the Constitution, if no one's been chosen as president because they've contested it on January 20th, the president and vice president leave the White House. So we're in this constitutional crisis. They've said they're doing it. It's like somebody pulling a gun out saying, I'm going to kill you, and they've got the safety off their finger on the trigger. They're doing it. Or somebody swinging a baseball batter. Your head's in a guillotine, and they kick the switch, and it starts falling. The guillotine's falling 57 days out. What are we going to do? Constitutionally, legally, and lawfully. Well, they're going to have riots nationwide and say it's race attacks and try to go in and attack white people everywhere to get white people to fight back, to have the image of whites and blacks fighting because they believe they can then, and I'm not the racist here, it's George Soros that says this, and Alexander Soros and the documents we got in the WikiLeaks, that they will then trigger blacks to riot nationwide and burn down the country. And that then they can kill the dollar because the U.S. collapses and they sink the whole ship. A Nazi collaborator talking about how they're going to make black people destroy the country. That's why some whites get threatened by this. They see racist blacks attacking them. And you start buying into the fact that that is a small minority of minority that is dumbed down and criminal and stupid and certainly defend yourself. And I'm not defending black people attacking white people. I'm saying what matters is the end game to bring the whole country down. And so you got a bunch of white people getting ready to go crazy, too, not just black people. This is not going to be good. I can assure you. There's going to be a lot of dead people. And once white people go crazy, a lot of dead black people, which is not good. Because the real black people getting killed are in the abortion mills, like Kanye said. So let's not take the bait. But they're pushing hard, so you got to expose the bait. You got to expose the operation. While they march in hundreds of these black supremacists on a white person with them saying whites are evil, marching into Kentucky Derby, hoping to have a fight in Kentucky, hoping to get in a riot and clashing with other people at the Kentucky Derby. This is a time bomb. This is organized crime. This is Antifa and Soros and others literally funding an attempt for the country to go down in flames. And they got such peckerwoods in this group, every time they march, they shoot one of their own people. It's happened like four times. I mean, this is a peckerwood convention. And then you get a bunch of drunk hillbillies and rich people, black, white, you name it. But this is not a good situation. Meanwhile, they call Proud Boys a white supremacist group, but it's a very diverse group of great people. That's a supremacist group we just showed you on screen for TV viewers. But let's go to Kamala Harris saying, oh, Russiagate is why they're going to contest when they lose. Because the Russians are so powerful and so magic, they've made us not accept the joke. Oh, you know, they've been in the news saying that it's Russia with no proof. Russia makes people think Biden can't talk. Gee, I thought it was because he can't talk. Again, if you fall on a banana peel, it's the Russians. If you didn't remember to put your deodorant on or floss your teeth or, you know, maybe your homework got lost, it's the Russians. But here she is, folks, because they're the globalists. They're the outsiders telling you, we're going to say Trump's for the outsiders when they're the people ending the country. And we'll come back after her with the chant, Death to America by Antifa in New York. It's all over the country. They have banners printed out. It's who they are. Here it is.
About Russia. Yeah. The Department of Homeland Security bulletin said that Russia is trying to amplify claims that mail-in voting will lead to widespread voting fraud and undermine the public's trust in the upcoming election. Are you worried that Russian interference could cost you the election?
I am clear that Russia interfered in the election of president of the United States in 2016.
No, they didn't.
I serve on the Senate Intelligence Committee. Ooh. We have published detailed reports about exactly what we believe happened.
They say Roger Stone was a Russian asset. He was never even investigated for that. It was for talking to WikiLeaks, which wasn't even true. Another lie out of her mouth. Continue.
There will be foreign interference in the 2020 election, and that Russia will be at the front of the line.
Could it cost you the White House?
Theoretically, of course. Yes.
And that's based on what you're hearing publicly, or you mentioned you're on the Senate Intelligence Committee.
Listen, let me just tell you something. We have to be a realist, and I'm a realist about it. Joe's a realist about it. We have classic voter suppression at play in this election coming up, where after the Supreme Court gutted the voting rights act
to Shelby
Holder in 2013, dozens of states passed laws that were designed to suppress the black vote, to suppress students from voting, to suppress our indigenous people from voting, so much so that in North Carolina...
Democrats passed laws in their states where you can get a driver's license with no ID or proof and then vote. Republican states just passed laws saying you got to have a driver's license and be a citizen to vote. That's called the law, you witch. Let's continue.
Hill said it was the law was passed with surgical precision to get in the way of black voters from voting.
Oh yeah, right.
So we have classic voter suppression. We have what happened in 2016, which is foreign interference. We have a president who is trying to convince the American people not to believe in the integrity of our election system and compromise their belief that their vote might actually count. These things are all at play. And I am very realistic, Joe is very realistic about the fact that until we can win and get in and put some teeth back in the Voting Rights Act and bring back the public's confidence in the system, that there will be many obstacles that people are intentionally placing in front of Americans' ability to vote. But we will surpass and surmount and get around those obstacles.
It's Republicans that overrode the Democrats and had voting rights for blacks, you lying witch. And that got black people guns, you lying monster. And they're the ones saying the election isn't legitimate, run by Russians already. And that if Trump contests their contention, the military should take him out. Bill Clinton said that last week. Well, guess what? The chairman of the Joint Chiefs said that's illegal. You asked for a coup, you monster, you pedophile, Bill Clinton. Burn in hell, Clinton, burn in hell.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
You know, listeners call into the show and they thank me, and it makes me feel pathetic because I sit there and I beg you for support constantly, for prayer, for financial support, and for word of mouth, and we're all in this together. And, it gets old having to come to you and say, hey, I got great products, please buy them or we won't be here on air. But it's true. We're the only media organization in the United States that promotes liberty at this level that is not beholden to big corporate sponsors. and they've harassed and almost shut down everybody else. They've crippled all the other groups. And we're still here, and as this whole new world order comes out in the open, our credibility's going up. That's why we've got to be taken off air. That's why America has got to be taken down. You can't have all these other nations enslaved, and America's still quasi-free. You can't have InfoWars has been proven right being on air with all the craziness that's about to unfold. Because if you think stuff's bad now, just get ready. So thank you all. And get an InfoWarsStore.com. Get some great 2020 election shirts, supplements, and so much more. They're wonderful products, and they support the InfoWar. Thank you.
With a Mech-Tech carbine conversion unit, you can turn an XD Family Glock or 1911 handgun into a carbine rifle in seconds and have it shipped right to your door, no FFL required. Now, Mech-Tech is excited to announce our pistol carbine conversion unit. More compact with a 12-inch barrel and an arm brace, proving once again that Mech-Tech is the world's most versatile handgun accessory. For a limited time, go to handgunconversions.com. That's handgunconversions.com and use coupon code RADIO to receive $35 off any carbine purchase.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Oh, the New World Order is so scared that Trump's going to get that second term. Then he really will get that swamp drain. He's the real deal. Let's talk about why they're so scared of Trump and get into all this escalation of rioting, looting, and killing towards the election, which is their plan, the smokescreen for trying to remove President Trump under continuity of government emergency, separate from the 25th Amendment. So we already covered Dems vowed to not accept election results. If they lose, the bipartisan group secretly gathered to game out a contested Trump election. It wasn't pretty. It's a bunch of never-Trumpers, neocons, deep staters. The new article on InfoWars.com today. Bipartisan Washington insiders reveal their plan for chaos if Trump wins the election. Secession, civil war, holding the stock market hostage. This is incredibly criminal stuff. But they're the establishment. They've now had John Malkovich's son arrested in Portland riot. They've got all these other millionaire and billionaire kids caught attacking in New York and arrested. This is the armies of the ultra-rich out trying to get black people to riot. Systematic collapse of society, manufactured election crisis and famine. Another big article on InfoWars.com. Why are they so angry? Because of this. Trump pulling us out of Afghanistan, pulling us out of Syria, 95%. After 21 years, breakthrough reached between Serbia and Kosovo, an actual peace deal, a huge deal. For 3 years, he's got North Korea to back down. Isn't perfect, but de-escalated 90%. They're pissed because Trump's a realist and just wants prosperity for everybody and wants to make deals with people. He wants to build hotels in North Korea and free that population. But evil doesn't want that. Trump wants black people to be successful and wealthy and white people and old people and young people. And he's not against Jews. He's not against Muslims. He's not against anybody who's not against freedom and America and prosperity. Trump's the real deal. He's an industrialist. He's a businessman. He's a service economy guy. He believes in people. He likes to have children. He likes women. He's not a devil worshiper. So that's why they're angry, the big peace deal that the media's not even covering. But let me tell you about the folks attacking the president. This Jeffrey Goldberg worked for Israeli intelligence and a bunch of their operations, and he works for the deep state. And he wanted to meet with me. I guess this was about 6 years ago when he came here, and I read his article that he didn't write then. He just wrote this a few months ago, and what he said in there about me, part of it was true, part of it was totally not true. So the guy saying that Trump runs around and says he hates the troops and they're losers, everybody knows Trump fetishizes the troops. If anything, he gives too much respect to the brass when he should not trust some of them. But this idea came right out of the guy who wrote the conspiracy theorists are winning. And notice he says in the article that I claim vaccines are giving people polio. Well, that didn't age well, or vaccines are sterilizing people. That didn't age well. In fact, you know, the article is needles raining down. Because I'm crazy. You know, vaccines never did anything. Friday, AP, number one cause of polio worldwide, vaccines. And so he comes here. And just acts all smug and brags to me for an hour about how the guy that hired him that owns the Atlantic's a big Democrat and brought ponies over to show his daughter. And that's in the article. Him bragging about the guy brought ponies to his house. What? I've done that at a bunch of my girls' parties where you call in for $300, they bring a couple ponies and kids ride ponies in your yard. Like, what kind of weird brain is this? He's the famous guy that made up the WMD stuff and is credited as the number one fraudster. So this known fraud that lies about me and Twist comes out and says Trump hates the veterans and wouldn't fly on a helicopter to a deal when they've confirmed the Marines said they couldn't fly helicopters because of high winds. There was one case in Virginia. This was in France. I got the two confused. So that's Jeffrey Goldberg. But he works, I guess, for like Omer and the leftist in Israel, not the Netanyahu crowd. And the Democrats were caught saying that a veteran that has his face burned off is with them, and he wasn't. That was all a big lie. You're a scum, Iraq war veteran, blast Democrats for using his image and disparaging Trump. And all the military is coming out saying he visited them in the hospital and did a great job and was really had tears in his eyes. And they've never been treated so well. And, you know, he's got the VA partially fixed when the Democrats didn't give a damn about you. I mean, don't believe reality. Just believe their lies. Oh, and now Cohen, the stoolie, the jailbird, he says Trump's racist. Of course he is. So that's all they got, folks, is another big, giant bucket of fake news and lies. And then they plan a big race war thing on top of it. And so now they're escalating Black Lives Matter going in and attacking white people eating dinner and running over people at funeral services and Antifa shooting people in the chest. But it's not working. But you know what? Let's play this clip right now. This is important. Back it up. This is in Rochester 2 nights ago. I got a stack of video even worse. They're now throwing Molotov cocktails and running people over and shooting them. But imagine just families out at night eating dinner, and here comes Black Lives Matter. Actually, half of them are black. That's not usually the case. And they start climbing on top of people's houses and then saying, when we commit crimes, don't videotape it. And then they're smashing tables saying, don't run. Nobody was mean to you. Don't run. We are your friends. So they even add the doublespeak While, where's Nadler? Like, oh, Antifa and Black Lives Matter, they don't exist. Here, go ahead and go to the clip. Radio listeners, this is an outdoor restaurant. They attack, overturn stuff, they go inside, put smashing glasses in people's faces, and throwing chairs through windows. Say somebody got shot in Texas doing this.
We're shutting the party down.
Hope that didn't happen.
Nobody's gonna touch you. We're shutting their party down. Calm down. Calm down.
Literally paid black people by Soros to start a race riot. In Dallas, they attacked a black-owned restaurant. The black guys started throwing them out. And then they attack and go inside the restaurant. They start knocking the windows out. I mean, this is insane, man. A giant mob of crazy people. And the white dude's telling folks, don't break in. The black lady goes, no, we are. So then they storm into the restaurant with a flag, like they're taking Iwo Jima.
If you don't give us our shit.
I thought this was bleeped. And then they smash tables, throw stuff through the windows. Oh, my gosh. This just gets worse and worse, ladies and gentlemen. I mean, imagine families surrounded. They start smashing the table, throwing chairs through the windows. And again, you're at the Kentucky Derby, and here come like 400 armed black people telling you your baggage are white. This is how the Democrats respond, ladies and gentlemen. But let's go ahead and roll the TMZ video. That's bleeped. Yeah, there's George Soros, $220 million, the Black Lives Matter, to do what you just saw. He's overthrown Ukraine. He's overthrown Egypt. He's overthrown Syria. He's overthrown Libya. Oh, yeah, all these places where black folks are getting killed. So he thinks he's going to win again. That's why he's so arrogant. But here's the footage of Portland last night where they try to throw a Molotov cocktail at police. And the idiot drops it and catches himself on fire and thinks running while you're on fire is the thing to do. Here it is. The idiot said gasoline before they opened the bottles, what they said. So it's leaking, so it lights them on fire. I mean, talk about Darwin. This is almost all white right here. Defending black people. Now in New York, it's a bunch of racist white people. Over here.
This has been declared a riot.
Again, here's the guy getting himself caught on fire, and he thinks no one tells him to get the shoes off, man. They're trying to put gasoline out with their hands. These are real morons. And they're trying to hit his foot with a shield. That'll help. It's called gasoline, a highly explosive propellant. Now the police come and put him out, and then they attack the police. Cops shouldn't have put him out. Listen, we're out of time. We got to start hour number two. For some stations don't care the first 5 minutes. We're going to air a very powerful video that's at band.video in the Greg Reese section titled Rittenhouse, The Line of the Sand. That's coming up, and an investigative journalist getting into something so out of control that it's hard to believe. Even I can't believe it, but it's all documented. Hour number two coming up.
The battle of late stage or terminal illness is a fight that affects everything and everyone in your life. If you or a loved one are dealing with advanced stage conditions that are causing financial hardship, like stage 3 or stage 4 cancer, Alzheimer's, COPD, or ALS, then this message is for you. Our Funds for Living program make it a simple 3-step process. Text the word LIVE to 411-411 or visit fifthseasonfinancial.com/radio and we'll send you a link to get started. Choose the amount of money you need. Apply in seconds. That's it. And you're under no obligation. Fifth Season will advance a portion of your life insurance policy and take over your premium payments so you can provide immediate financial relief to the ones you love, all without any out-of-pocket expenses. Fifth Season Financial wants to help you live your best life. Text LIVE to 411-411. Text the word LIVE to 411-411.